This could be a big week. Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on the president's $447 billion jobs package, with Republicans vowing to block it because of that tax increase on people making over $1 million a year. Also tomorrow, Republican presidential candidates head to New Hampshire for a debate that's widely thought to be a do-or-die moment for Texas Governor Rick Perry. And how about that Herman Cain, the former Godfather Pizza CEO, who recently said, "If you don't have a job, it's your own fault," is surging, placing second behind Ron Paul in that straw poll this weekend at the Conservative Christian Value Voter Summit, where Texas Baptist Minister Robert Jeffries told reporters that Mormons like Mitt Romney are members of a cult. Oh, and then there's the Occupy Wall Street movement gaining traction but running up against permit deadlines in some cities. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of that networked webcast Top Line. Rick, the jobs bill being voted on tomorrow includes New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer's 5% or so increase on people with incomes of over $1 million a year. What are its chances?
It actually has a decent chance of passing the Senate, although it's not going to go any further than that. The House isn't going to take it up. But the senators are optimistic. There's still some Democratic opposition, but they feel like they've made a pretty strong case here and that they can really balance something on the backs of the rich. That's something that it has a good little populist theme to it, and something that the Occupy Wall Street folks may applaud.
Well, and in fact, the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations have spread now to hundreds of cities and towns. Over the weekend, Republican Eric Cantor called them mobs, to which Democrat Nancy Pelosi responded, "This is democracy at work." Who's winning this perception battle? Because, as we said, there are some permit deadlines, and cities have to decide whether or not to forcefully move them or recognize that they have some public sympathy. What's going on here?
Well, yeah, I think this is one of those cases where you sit depends on where you stand, and we've got both sides kind of digging in here. We've seen Democrats begin to embrace this more and more as the days go by and to try to own some of the energy of this movement. Republicans trying to distance themselves from it, in some cases delegitimize it. In some cases, as you mentioned, Eric Cantor, also Herman Cain, the Republican presidential candidate, really blast the protesters. In Herman Cain's case, saying that these folks should blame themselves if they don't have a job.
Yeah, the quote to the Wall Street Journal, "Don't blame Wall Street, don't blame the big banks. If you don't have a job and you're not rich, blame yourself."
Yeah, and I think that is an attempt to own whatever the backlash is to this, because I think as much as this has gained steam and has spread to cities across the country, you have a good number of Republicans, conservatives, maybe some independents as well, who are saying, this is not the image that I want to see of my country, this anti-business rhetoric, this almost anarchist tendencies that some of the protesters are displaying. So they're banking on something of a backlash.
And tomorrow night's debate in New Hampshire, analysts all agree it's important for Rick Perry, who's stumbled in some of the recent debates. But is it important for Mitt Romney as well, who just was accused at the Values Summit of not being a Christian? Now, Rick Perry said he didn't agree with that assessment from Pastor Jeffries, but Herman Cain, Michelle Bachmann dodged the question as to whether or not, you know, he is a Christian, something that's important to the Republican base.
Mitt Romney wants this to go away. He doesn't want to have to directly engage the questions around Mormonism because he doesn't see that as a productive discussion. In 2008, he took these issues on head on. He did a big speech talking about his faith. This time around, when he's asked, he says, "I'm not a spokesperson for my church, and this is a distraction from the big issues around the economy." So I don't think he wants to talk about it. I don't think, by and large, the other candidates really want to talk about it. I think this is it's a distraction for Mitt Romney. It's also a distraction for the other candidates who'd rather be talking about jobs and the economy. And as you mentioned, this past who kind of injected it into the race over the weekend, it told me again just how different things are than 4 years ago. A lot of these questions seem to have been answered in the public mind, at least.
Well, and so what is important tomorrow night? What are Republicans looking for?
Now, you mentioned Rick Perry. He has an absolutely critical debate. He's had three in a row that were subpar. His advisor's telling the New York Times that he's going to get more sleep before this one, so he'll be well-rested at the very least. Keep in mind the location, New Hampshire. Mitt Romney is the runaway leader right now. The latest polling up there had him at 37%. No one else topped 12. And Rick Perry quite a ways back from that. So he's got to make sure that he maintains that front-running status there. It's an absolute must-win for Mitt Romney. And I do think it's an opportunity for Herman Cain. He has had a couple of blips before. This is the most sustained one. He's got to be taken seriously up there, and he has to look serious when it comes to foreign policy. I think that's an interesting bar to see him try to cross.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of the network's webcast Top Line, helping us set the table for the week ahead. Rick, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.